WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A federal judge in Massachusetts has temporarily blocked the Trump administration's buyout offer for federal workers until Monday. Federal employees were facing a midnight deadline to take the buyout or risk being fired. One of California's largest utilities now saying its equipment is linked to the start of one of last month's wildfires.
In a new state filing, Southern California Edison admits its equipment likely sparked what was called the Hearst Fire, which burned about 800 acres in northern L.A. The filing saying SoCal Edison believes its equipment may have been linked to ignition of that fire, despite evidence showing the larger and deadly Eaton Fire in Altadena started under SoCal Edison transmission lines. The company says there is no evidence its equipment was responsible for the Eaton Fire, but it's still looking into whether an idle transmission line became energized and sparked the Eaton Fire. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
Pioneer manufacturing giant Honeywell announcing it's breaking up its conglomerate into three separate publicly traded companies. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WLAK News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WLAK website at lakeair.radio. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection have announced $1 million in grant funding to support farmer-led groups. The funding through the Producer-Led Watershed Protection Grant Program will be split between 49 groups across the state, including some in northwest Wisconsin, like farmers of the Barron County Watersheds and Chippewa Valley Producer-Led Watershed. The funding is meant to help the awarded groups improve the state's soil health and water quality. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call announced he has joined a coalition of 15 attorneys general in reaffirming their commitment to protect access to gender-affirming care. In a statement, the coalition said the Trump administration's executive order is wrong on both the science and the law, and reiterated that health care decisions should be made by patients, families, and doctors. The coalition also highlighted a federal court decision to resume funding for institutions providing that care following a temporary freeze by another executive order. The driver of a motorcycle accused of evading capture during a high-speed chase in Barron County has entered a not guilty plea. According to court documents, 22-year-old Logan Olson of Rice Lake was charged with fleeing an officer, recklessly endangering safety, and bail jumping following the October chase. Barron County authorities say they were forced to call off their pursuit when Olson allegedly drove the motorcycle onto a pedestrian trail near the Highway O overpass of the Red Cedar River. Olson is facing up to 10 years in prison. A Rice Lake affordable housing project is now at a standstill as the city reclaims ownership of the site. The project would have seen a former nursing home on Newton Street converted into an affordable housing complex. The city purchased the land in 2018 and contracted the nonprofit Movin' Out for the renovations. Amid supply chain issues and growing construction costs, the nonprofit did not apply for needed tax credits this year, and the city terminated the contract. Officials still believe they have options for affordable housing at the property. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks beat the Hornets. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Despite Giannis Antetokounmpo out with a calf injury, the Bucks able to beat the Charlotte Hornets 112-102. The win snapped a four-game losing streak. After the game, we learned the Bucks made another trade, sending guard DeLon Wright and some cash to the New York Knicks for 6'10" center Jericho Sims. That after trading Chris Middleton to the Wizards after 12 seasons in Milwaukee. Damian Lillard said due to injuries, the big three with him, Giannis, and Chris never happened.
He gets moved and you look back and it's like, man, we never really got that real shot and that real stretch to really go do what we had plans to do. It's unfortunate, but, it's part of the game and it's part of this league.
NFL Packers running back Josh Jacobs asked at the Super Bowl if he's been actively recruiting free agents to come to Green Bay.
Put it like this, man. I've talked to a few guys. Obviously, I can't actually recruit them, but I'm just like, look, you thinking about it, this place is not going to disappoint you.
That's the Packers' Josh Jacobs with sports on Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Battling brutal winds today. They're sustained out of the west up to 25 miles per hour with gusts at 40. This is making our temperatures really feel about 15 degrees cooler. We crash cold tonight, staying crisp and sunny tomorrow, all ahead of major snow moving in on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Open that conversation with this person that you disagree with so much by trying to find the shared value, the thing that you both actually agree about. Challenge yourself to keep bringing it back to the value that we agree on and maybe even the outcome that we wish to see. Go have the tough conversation, because you know what gets better with practice? Those tough conversations.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Dom Salvia.
Next time, Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan rolls out the Elon Musk Act to ban special government employees. Plus, how many genders are there? Are you sure? Tune in.
The Dom Salvia Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to Lake Air WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with Mr. Aaron Dommers, our producer and engineer. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big program here on Thursday, January 6, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. Glad to have you along here in the capital city, not Washington, D.C., capital city of Wisconsin, Madison here. Beautiful skies are coming out. Going to be a beautiful afternoon, although Brittany Merlot and our meteorological team says maybe some snow coming in for much of Wisconsin on Saturday, so be prepared for that. We haven't had a lot of snow to drive on this year, so just remember to go extra slow and tap the brakes. Big hour this hour. In just a minute here, we're going to have What's Worse involving moving. I'm going to tell you more about that in a minute. Your chance to call in and weigh in on the hot topics of the day. And then at 1:30, cannot wait. You'll know him, you'll love him. The fantastic Dan Schaefer, Civic Media's political editor and founder of the Recombobulation Area. So Dan's going to be at the bottom of the hour talking about his latest column over at the Recombobulation Area on my former party, the Republicans, why they've gone Hulk Hogan on them. That'll be whatever else Dan wants to talk about. Maybe some bucks or whatever. So that'll be a good time had by all, as one of my favorite teachers, Ken Lewis, is fond of saying. All right, a couple of things I want to get into here right away. Play these because I told you I would, so I don't want to go back on my word. I was really taken by a couple of people out in D.C., a couple of Democrats who I think are getting it right. Senator Adam Schiff of California now, and by the way, don't stick around because we also are going to have a quick version of what's popping with Robin Voss before this half hour is over as well. But here is U.S. Senator Adam Schiff on the floor of the Senate, I believe yesterday, and he breaks this down so well because if you haven't heard, one of the, again, fire hose of information things that Trump is doing out in D.C. is trying to purge a bunch, like 5,000 federal agents. Anybody that had anything to do with investigating January 6th, including right here in Wisconsin. They're looking at FBI agents who are stationed in Wisconsin, in part. Here's what Adam Schiff had to say about this yesterday.
But why is this firing of the FBI agents such an important piece of this whole effort by Donald Trump, Elon Musk, and their enablers? Because if they're going to take money from the public fisc, if they're going to enrich themselves with their meme coins, if they're going to raid the Treasury, if they're going to take people's private data, if they're going to try to illegally shut down agencies, they don't want a department, God forbid, to say no That violates the law. They don't want an FBI that's going to examine anything they're doing. So stripping the department of its independence, instilling fear in thousands and thousands of FBI agents, telling them you are just one wrong step away from being fired. This is the way to ensure that when they raid the Treasury, there is no one there to call out what they're doing.
There it is. There's the payoff at the end. This is all, we talked about this a couple days ago. We used the line from Die Hard, or Hans Gruber. Finally, you know, Holly, Bruce Willis's in the movie, his character's wife, she figures it out. That this guy isn't a terrorist, he isn't a kidnapper, he's just a thief.
Miss McLean, I am an exceptional thief.
Yeah, that's what he says. I'm an exceptional thief. Elon Musk is essentially a really good thief, or trying to be. And so when they're setting this up to go after the Treasury, go after the money, go after our Social Security numbers, which they already have access to, it turns out it's a lot easier to carry that out if the people who know the law and are there to enforce the law aren't around. makes it a lot easier to steal if there's no law enforcement around. I think I've said this before. I've got a sign somewhere at home. I got this years ago. These actual motivational signs, like, you know, inspiration. And it has like a big picture underneath of it. It says what inspiration is. This one, the word at the top says demotivation. Demotivation. And it has a guy sitting in an empty office, like conference room, with his hand on his head. And there's like a ray of light coming through the window. Demotivation. And underneath of it, it says, sometimes the easiest way to improve morale is to fire all the unhappy people. It's true, right?
It's what they're doing.
So sometimes the easiest way to get rid of opposition is just fire all the people that don't agree with you. Another great cut yesterday, United States Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts talking about this Musk takeover to follow up on this. Why is it important that we follow what Elon Musk is doing? Here's Elizabeth Warren yesterday in the U.S. Senate.
I just want to be clear about what's going on here. The system that makes sure that your granddad gets his Social Security check, the system that makes sure that your mom's doctor gets Medicare payment to cover her medical appointment, and the system that makes sure that you get the tax refund that you're owed has been taken over by Elon Musk. And every organization, from your state government that uses federal money on that bridge project to the local Head Start that takes care of little kids while their mommies and daddies go to work, is now at the mercy of Elon Musk. Elon just grabbed the controls of our whole payment system, demanding the power to turn it on for his friends or turn it off for anyone he doesn't like. Now, there's a second problem here. It's not just payments from the federal government that are now in Elon's control. Elon and his handful of friends now have full access to your personal and financial information that's in the system. Your payment history, your Social Security number, your bank account numbers. Elon now has the power to suck out all of that information for his own use. And there is a third problem. In order for this handful of programmers to gain access to our $6 trillion payment system, we don't know what safeguards were pulled down. Are the gates wide open now for hackers from China, from North Korea, from Iran, from Russia? Heck, who knows what black hat hackers all around the world are finding out about each one of us and copying that information for their own criminal uses. Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies are determined to take over this government to make it work better for themselves and worse for everyone else.
There's
and
Elizabeth
this is
Warren
just the start.
Yesterday in the Senate conference room. I thought she just laid it out there very well and distinctly and put it down there where we can understand, because sometimes, like, how does this relate? And she puts down there, is it your mom and dad's Social Security check? Is it your Head Start money off your kids? So on and so forth. And when we look at it that way, that's when it gets really concerning. And again, I don't believe that everyone who voted for Donald Trump voted for that. I just don't think they voted for a private, unvetted, unconfirmed, unelected citizen like Elon Musk to go in there and get, because if we, any of us that are of a certain age, either we, our parents, or our grandparents are very susceptible of any time you go in and someone says, what's your social security number? Even your phone number? I don't want people getting my information. Do I have to give that? And that's a reasonable take to have.
Oh, I had that a lot working in the pharmacy.
Yeah. Right? And think about that. If you're careful about giving your social security number, your phone number, your address, your bank routing number to people at a CVS pharmacy or a Walgreens pharmacy or your local pharmacy, think about how much more at risk that same data is now in the hands of Elon Musk and his tech bros. And as Senator Warren said, we don't know what safeguards were taken down so that, you know, people that are even worse, if you can imagine, in China and Russia and North Korea, can they now get into this system? I don't think that a lot of the folks that voted for Donald Trump voted for that. But that's what we got. 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. Well, we should probably do the thing, because we're running out of time. We got Dan Schaefer here. We got to get the thing done before we do the thing. Can we open it up? We haven't used this in a long time. Here we go. It's time for another edition of What's Poppin' with Robin Voss.
Love to hear the Robin go tweet, 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 rock and Robin, tweet, tweet, rock and Robin.
Time once again for What's Poppin' with Robin Voss. A little popcorn. He has a popcorn company. That's why we do that. Robin Voss, the Speaker of the Assembly. Many thanks to Lukester Mathers, our colleague and friend here. He made me aware of this. Robin Voss was up late last night tweeting on his Twitter. And he tweeted, and the part that really is classy, and I say that sarcastically, is he uses, if I could describe it to you, those of us of a certain age, think of like a 1950s, you know, white dad with the coif hair and the dark suit and white shirt and cufflink with a tumbler, a glass, like a cocktail glass, a highball glass with like an old fashioned in it. That wouldn't be an old fashioned, but a highball glass. And he's kind of looking at it and drinking it. That's the photo or the artwork that he used.
And he's looking back at the viewer with like a knowing smirk.
Right. Think of a classic advertising in the 1950s, quintessential suburban white dad with a highball glass in the suit. All right. Think of Ward Cleaver. And above it, it says, quote, "Hell yeah, I voted for this. And it's better than I expected."
Another note, he uses the wrong "it's."
Yes. "Hell yeah, I voted for this. And it's better than I expected," says the Wisconsin Speaker of the State Assembly. So all this stuff we've been talking about, Robin Voss, he all for it. He is for it. It's better than Robin Voss expected. It's whiter than Robin Voss expected. It's even more. It's better than Robin Voss thought. It's like a bag of white popcorn. Back after this.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government
Buy-in for the people. A New Hampshire Senate bill just killed in committee would have moved the state's four presidential electoral votes to a winner-by-district system from a winner-take-all. Nebraska, the only state besides Maine which apportions its electoral votes by district, is trying to end it. The National Conference of State Legislatures defines a winner-take-all system as one where the winning candidate's party, no matter the margin of victory, gets all of the electoral votes. Currently in Nebraska, which has 5 electoral votes, and Maine, which has 4, one electoral vote is awarded for each congressional district a candidate wins, and the candidate who wins the popular vote statewide gets the rest. New Hampshire is currently a winner-take-all state with 2 congressional districts. SB 11 would have adopted the Nebraska and Maine model, likely in anticipation of gerrymandering a guaranteed GOP congressional district. But February 5th, the Senate Election and Municipal Affairs Committee recommended that it be killed in an upcoming full Senate vote. The AP reports that Nebraska's GOP is irritated that candidates Obama, Biden, and Harris won an electoral vote from Greater Omaha's Congressional District 2. Another legislative attempt to end it appears doomed to fail by filibuster, so state Republicans are preparing a ballot measure instead, hoping the voters will change what the legislature could not. We have links to the local reporting and more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Up North News Radio.
Well, we're moving on up, to the east side, to a deluxe apartment in the sky. Moving on up.
One of the best sitcoms in television history. Sherman Hemsley, George Jefferson, and the little Jeffersons have well done, Mr. Sommers. Excellent. Well done indeed. I love that. I could sit and listen or watch All in the Family and the Jeffersons and Maude and all the good times. I mean, it used to be when you come home from school back in the day, long before you were born, you'd turn like TBS out of Atlanta, the superstation, and they'd have all these great shows on there. And it was fantastic. It kept us company after school.
Yeah. I haven't seen a lot of those, but I have seen all of Laverne and Shirley and I Love Lucy.
Those are fantastic as well. All right. 22 minutes. All right. Let's just go. 22 minutes past the hour of 1 o'clock. Time once again for What's Worse. Here we go.
Then, of course, the choice is yours.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with
time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, but it is your chance to have your voice heard across all 11 stations in the Talk News Sports Network of Civic Media, covering every major media market. Here we go. Timely indeed. Because people are always asking us, I have a truck, and it's, now that it's nice weather today before the storm, people want to move stuff before it gets snowy. So they call you up and they say, hey, could you help me move something? Which is fine. I don't mind that at all. The other part, people are, I need a couple of hands to do a project. And so so here it is. What's worse, helping move or helping with a do-it-yourself project? Helping move or helping with a DIY project. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Timely. Because also spring isn't that far away. People like to move more in the spring.
Or do big projects.
Or do big projects. I think the key here is who you're doing it with.
That's what I was going to say.
Really?
Is that it really depends on who you're doing it with.
Right.
If they, let's say somebody wants you to help move and they have a sedan and you don't have a truck. And it's like, well, are we getting anybody else? Do you have a U-Haul? if we're just doing this in our cars, I don't know about that.
Yeah, that does help.
Or one of my friends.
A truck makes it easier.
One of my friends, I hope they're not listening right now, recently was like, hey, you want to help us drywall our room out in the other room? And I was like, bro, you don't know how to use a cordless drill. No. Don't do this. Hire someone to do it.
It could go very badly, right?
It did go very badly.
It did.
I was not present.
All right.
But
was anyone drywalled behind the drywall or no? Nobody?
I don't think so.
Like the Cask of Amontillado?
I don't read that think book? I did.
Yeah,
I did.
I
don't think anybody was drywalled back there.
All right. What's worse, helping move or helping with do-it-yourself projects? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. 4842. Again, it's all about, for me, who you're doing it with. All right, you hear me talking about a lot, my buddy Kurt Kohler down in Monroe. Now, we've done both. He's helped me move before. I guess I've helped him move a couple of things, but also helped with a couple of do-it-yourself projects. But Kurt is the most laid-back, docile, kind, understanding, helpful individual you ever want to meet. And so, I mean, he doesn't, if things aren't going well, he's like, well, all right, got to try this, got to try something else. He doesn't have a temper. Now, other people who I will not name, I've helped do-it-yourself projects, and when there's a temper involved, that's not good.
Yeah, definitely not.
Yeah. So it for me, it all depends on who it's with. And by the way, Kurt and I, when we've worked on do-it-yourself projects or whatever together, usually there's a beverage involved. So the further you go along, the easier it gets to do the project. 855-752-4842. Helping move or helping with a do-it-yourself project. 855-752-4842. Or you can text us on the Civic Media app.
I definitely, when I was in Boy Scouts, did a lot of both of these.
Really?
Because it'd be, oh, somebody's family in the troop is moving.
Oh.
All right, boys, let's help. And everybody's like, okay, sure.
Right.
Because, I mean, we're already used to doing service projects all the time. So it's just like, all right, we get to hang out and move stuff around and hopefully not break anything. Sure. Sounds good.
Also, weather can be a determinant factor as well.
Yes, definitely.
Like if it's just a blazing, hot, sultry, humid day.
Or if it's raining, but you don't have a choice.
Right. Or like snowy. So
I had to help somebody move into an apartment and it was snowy outside. And we either had to go in the front door or go up a little, really slippery hill. And we had a big piano. And it's
a piano?
Okay. Like an upright piano,
but
not a grand
still.
Piano. And we're like, okay, we're going in the front door for this one. We're not going up the slippery hill.
What's worse? Helping move or helping with do-it-yourself projects. 855-752-4842. What is Tony chiming in here on YouTube? I think
he's just joking about earlier where LA Tom earlier texted in making the joke that, oh, Todd, you said what's worse? And then you said Dan Schaefer right after that. What are you talking about?
I was plugging what was coming up this hour. No, I'm thrilled because we rarely get quality people stopping by. And here we got Dan Schaefer. So
it was just a joke.
Right. And by the way, it has nothing to do with any guests. It's just me. You know, like, oh, we don't got to go talk to Todd. What kind of goofy things is he going to talk to us about? No, we're thrilled. Now, see, Tony's causing trouble. I'm not looking for trouble. You understand? 855-752-4842. Tyler, listening in Columbia County on MDX, says moving is worse only if they don't have a plan. Now there, that's true. However, if you assembled a massive desk on your upper floor and didn't disassemble it, I'm not making that a do-it-yourself project. Oh, see, that's a great point. People that try to combine do-it-yourself projects with moving. 855-752-4842. Dick in Madison on WMDX. Dick, what's worse, helping move or helping with do-it-yourself projects?
Well, first of all, I don't know anyone that has a real good plan going forward when they're moving. No, right. No one I've met. But to me, I would say it's tantamount to playing Russian roulette with a fully loaded gun. They're both as bad.
That's pretty good, Dick. That's pretty good. All right, thank you. I appreciate it. Zombers, what's worse?
I think I'm going to have to say helping move, mostly because I have a medical condition that makes me very likely to pass out going up and down stairs. Yeah, that's very bad. I think it's more dangerous for me to help move.
Very dangerous. Yeah, I don't know. It depends. I guess if I had to choose one, probably moving's worse, but again, I just helped my youngest godson do a little movie, and that wasn't bad at all because he had like three other like young bucks. That wasn't hard at all. That was a lot of fun, actually. All right, come on. Speaking of fun, how about Dan Schaefer on the other side? We're going to recombobulate. We'll ask him what's worse. Find out what's going on in politics and feel better with Dan Schaefer. It's the Oddball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK. Amory's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. State Republicans are criticizing the new election observers rule proposal from the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The proposal is meant to clarify what election observers can and can't do at Wisconsin polling sites. The proposal would allow observers to be within 3 to 8 feet from the tables where voters show their identification, as well as allowing them to move between tables and review non-confidential voter information in poll books. State Republicans say they want a threat of punishment for violation of election observer rules. Governor Tony Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation have announced a $100 million investment in rural road infrastructure. According to a press release, the funding through the Agricultural Roads Improvement Program will support 55 projects across the state and target aging local roads that serve as transportation corridors for the state's agricultural industry. The program can offer reimbursement of up to 90% of the total cost for eligible projects, which include repairs for roads and bridges used by agricultural producers. Washburn County officials have announced a new service for veterans in the area. According to a press release, the county has partnered with Fidlar Technologies to create an honor reward system for veterans. Through the program, veterans can sign up to receive an honor rewards card, which will qualify them for discounts and incentives at local participating businesses. They can register for the service online or in person at the Veterans Service Office. Local businesses can also register to participate in the program online. The Port of Duluth Superior officially has a new shipping terminal open for business. The $23 million project on Winter Street took about 6 years to come to fruition and was funded through $13 million in federal and state grants, with the remaining funding coming from C. Rice, the company that owned the property. Company officials say the site they had formerly used to conduct their business had major infrastructure concerns, including flooding issues, which led to their decision that moving operations to the new site was a better option. For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Connor Krieger. Well, the big game is this Sunday, and with that comes funny, maybe outdated, and sometimes horrible commercials. A few brands have already rolled out their commercials, like Pringles, who features Adam Brody, that centers on the fear of running out of Pringles. Michelob Ultra takes us to pickleball, where Willem Dafoe and Catherine O'Hara compete as a team for a glass of Ultra. Catch the commercials and maybe Travis Kelce proposing to Taylor Swift after the Super Bowl. Catch it this Sunday at 5:30 p.m. If you're looking to hit the theaters or stay in, here are a couple movies that are releasing this week. Renner, starring Marcia Gay Harden and Frankie Muniz, is about a computer genius that invents an AI life coach to help him find love. But things change when he accidentally programmed his mother into the code. Kinda Pregnant stars Amy Schumer as Lainey. As her plans to settle down and start a family fall apart, she puts a fake baby bump and tells a lie and accidentally falls for her dream guy. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Battling brutal winds today. They're sustained out of the west up to 25 miles per hour with gusts at 40. This is making our temperatures really feel about 15 degrees cooler. We crash cold tonight, staying crisp and sunny tomorrow, all ahead of major snow moving in on Saturday. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 15 degrees.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Thomas Crapper Day, the guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet,
yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Coming up on the next show, we'll talk with Sandy Williams about Donald Trump's disgusting comments regarding Gaza and continue our discussion on MAGA takeover of the federal government.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 till 10. There is a fifth dimension,
beyond that which is known to man.
Milwaukee's best.
It's a dimension as vast as space and as timeless as infinity.
Hey, man, what about Milwaukee, man?
It is the middle ground between light and shadow, between science and superstition.
I think God would want us to go to Milwaukee.
And it lies between the pit of a man's fears and the summit of his knowledge.
What do you think about Milwaukee?
This is the dimension of imagination. You are now entering the recombobulation area.
Welcome in, everyone. 35 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Thursday, February 6th. Zommers on the board. Glad to have you back at the All Balls Show in Civic Media. That lovely and fantastic intro can only mean one thing. It's Civic Media's own political editor and founder of the aforementioned recombobulation area, which we are proud now to say is part of Civic Media, Mr. Dan Schaefer, joining us from his beloved Milwaukee. Dan, how are you?
I'm doing all right, Todd. I'm a huge Bucks fan, as yes. you know, and so I'm still reeling from the Bucks trading Chris Middleton yesterday. And now there's only like less than a half hour to go before the NBA trade deadline. So I'm pretty discombobulated right now. I'm just there's a lot of potential for the Bucks making additional moves. Who knows what's going to happen? It could be nothing, but you're going to have me reacting potentially live to any moves the Bucks make right on the air on the Todd Alba Show this afternoon.
This is exactly what we're looking for. This is exactly, anybody knows me, I love working without a net. I love live radio, live television, where anything can happen and people have to find out what happens in real time. So this will be great. If the Bucks make a big move, you're going to hear it first in the next 35 minutes from our own Dan Schaefer and get expert analysis.
It might not exactly be expert analysis. Just the real fan reaction like I had yesterday when Chris Middleton, I saw the news that Chris Middleton was traded, and I felt like I needed to walk into Lake Michigan.
don't do that. Although there's still a boat, right, in Lake Michigan sitting there.
Yeah, maybe I'll go live in that boat. That's what I can do now to cope.
So before we get into the politics here and the more serious side of this, because you wrote this great column at the recombobulationarea.news or at civicmedia.us, you can find it either place there, on my former party, the Republicans, and why you feel they've become the pro-wrestling Republicans. I think this is great, but let's spend a minute now, since you brought it up, as a Bucks fan. A lot of people, you hear Giannis, but I don't think people really give the guy the credit he richly deserves. Chris Middleton, who came into this team, helped him win a championship, and now yesterday, Dan, was traded away.
Yeah, really, the end of an era in Milwaukee Bucks basketball. You know, the core of the team for almost 12 years now has been Giannis Antetokounmpo and Chris Middleton. Mm-hmm. And just watching them grow as teammates, a decade ago when they were just almost at the precipice of losing the franchise, almost the worst team in the league, their first season together in Milwaukee in 2013-14, and then growing the way they did, winning the championship in 2021, and just the core of the team has been these two guys. And, Chris Middleton, just in so many ways. Like, obviously, Giannis is the biggest part of the team, the multi-time MVP, finals MVP, all of those different things. But they don't win a title without Chris Middleton. Yeah. They don't become the team they do without Chris Middleton. I mean, this is a guy that scored 40 points in an NBA Finals game to even the series to send it back to Phoenix at a 2-2 series when he scored 40 points in Game 4 of the NBA Finals in 2021. And I think, in so many ways, he's just been the heart and soul of the team. Mm-hmm. Losing him was tough. Like, I'm not a huge fan of the player that they ended up getting back for Middleton. I'll stay optimistic until they finish this deadline. Maybe there's another move. I'm holding out hope.
20 minutes.
But, losing Chris Middleton is pretty tough.
I didn't. Go ahead.
And just really the end of an era for the Bucks. You know, it's a sad day to be a Bucks fan. It is.
Well, and viewer or listeners of the show know I'm a casual fan and observer of the Bucks. I follow them until the final or until the playoffs, and then I get into it. But growing up in Southwest Wisconsin, I think part of it was when I grew up, you know, when there was no real cable, there's no ESPN for most of my youth. And so the only time you saw the Bucks were not really, really great, except the 1 year in the 70s, you know, with Kareem when they actually won it. But I mean, you might see the Bucks on TV on NBC or whatever it was, you know, five times a year is all you could really see them. And so as a kid out in Southwest Wisconsin, it was like and they weren't really on the radio for whatever reason out there. You would hear the Brewers and the Packers and the Badgers, but not the Bucks for whatever reason. But I've really come, especially since Giannis got to the team, it's made me a bigger fan and a better appreciation for what he and Chris Middleton had together. Now, unlike me, you, and also our colleague, and I listened to Matt Nair on air this morning, I had no idea what a real fan Kelvin, the producer, is over there. I mean, he really knows his stuff. And speak to this a little bit, Dan. He was saying that he just thought it was unfair, to your point, what Chris Middleton has given Milwaukee and the Bucks of where they sent him to the Washington Wizards, which is kind of a graveyard for NBA players right now.
Yeah, I mean, the Washington Wizards literally right now is the worst team in the NBA. You know, their aspirations are not to make a run in the playoffs. And I was hoping that, like, you know, there was a lot of talk about Chris getting traded over the last couple months. And he's dealt with so many health issues over the last couple of years. He had double ankle surgery in the offseason before this year and you know, kind of limited his ability to get back on the court and play back-to-backs. And you know, he's kind of been held together with duct tape and glue over the past couple seasons to keep him on the court. But still, we're less than a year removed from him being their top scorer in a couple of the games in the playoffs against the Indiana Pacers. You know, he scored 40 points in a game in the playoffs against the Indiana Pacers. And I just, you know, even if they were going to trade him, I was kind of hoping that they would trade him to maybe a team in the Western Conference that could use him, you know, for a playoff run as a scorer, experienced in the playoffs, who can get his shot off against anybody. And, you know, unfortunately he's kind of, you know, off to NBA Siberia now with the Washington Wizards. So it's a real bummer all the way around.
Final question on the NBA and the Bucks. I think I know your answer, but if Giannis played in almost, well, maybe other than the Washington Wizards, but if he didn't play for the Bucks, if he was in Miami or Los Angeles or wherever, would he not be 10 times bigger? And he should be, but because of his loyalty and dedication and the special relationship he has with Milwaukee, he just doesn't get the credit. And I feel bad for that, but it just endears me to this man even more, the relationship he has with Milwaukee and the Bucks.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, we can talk about him being in the small market and all these different things. I think he still kind of is the face of the league, whether the league wants to recognize it or not. Mm-hmm. He was the top vote getter for the All-Star game. You know, he had more votes than LeBron or Steph Curry.
But everybody, but the media talks about those guys and other people much more than Giannis.
Oh, absolutely. And I just think it is part of the NBA media. I have a lot of issues with the NBA media, and it's just their unwillingness to adjust to, you know, the 2020s has been this decade that's been marked by, like, Giannis Antetokounmpo and Nikola Jokic and Luka Doncic and, like, a lot of these international players who've just been performed tremendously. And they just keep going back to the same well of Giannis and or of LeBron and Durant and Curry and just sticking with these same guys, even though they're kind of past their prime right now.
Dan Schaefer is the Frank Costanza of the NBA. He's here for the NBA Festivus. I got a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear about it with the NBA media. Dan Schaefer, the political editor here at Civic Media and also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. All right, Dan, I suppose they're talking to paying us to talk a little news, not all sports, but it's important. I mean, that is news in Wisconsin. This is a huge trade.
It's a huge trade. Yeah, absolutely. You know, thank you to Chris Middleton for all that he has done for the city of Milwaukee, for Bucks fans across the state.
Indeed. All right, Dan, let's turn a page here and get into this great article. People can find this at the recombobulationarea.news. And if you're not familiar with the name, I can't help you. Yes, I can, actually, because it comes from Milwaukee Airport, where they have this cool place called the Recombobulation Area that I've flown through before, and you've made this into a great media venture, which is now wrapped into Civic Media. We're so proud to have you here. And in the recombobulationarea.news or on civicmedia.us, you write this article entitled Donald Trump and the Rise of the Pro Wrestling Republicans. Dan Schaefer, explain.
Yeah, so, you know, it's been a discombobulating couple months, and I've wanted to really piece together some of the thoughts that I've had, you know, since the election. And I think this, you know, understanding the realignment, the political and cultural realignment that has occurred, that has, I think, led to the election of Donald Trump, I think understanding this is critical to Democrats' ability to compete and fight back going forward. So I think, you know, in my estimation, kind of my thesis statement of this column is that Donald Trump is that there are kind of two factions of Republicans. There are kind of your more traditional, what I call the country club Republicans. You think George W. Bush or Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, that wing of the party. And then I think you have the what I'm calling the pro wrestling Republicans, which is kind of the MAGA Republicans, Donald Trump. And if you know, from being at the RNC in Milwaukee this summer, where you had Hulk Hogan ripping his shirt and you had a Kid Rock performance and you had all this, you know, kind of ridiculousness that was in kind of the spectacle of it all, it felt like a little bit more of, you know, a WWE event than a political convention at a lot of moments. And I think this emphasis that Trump has had is actually a smart calculation in the end. And by prioritizing this group of pro wrestling Republicans over the country club Republicans, I think he was able to bring more people out of the woodwork to vote for him in this election. Because one of the things that the Trump campaign did successfully, not saying that there's anything that the campaign that I really agreed with a whole lot, but did successfully, was turn out people who do not normally vote. Mm-hmm. And these, what us political science dorks like myself call the low propensity voters, you know, they really had a lot of success in turning those voters out. And I think, you know, whether or not this is going to be a durable coalition after Trump is obviously an open question. But I think by, you know, he has this unique ability to reach out to these low propensity voters and get them to the polls. And I think that is something that Democrats and those on the left need to understand, that you need to kind of do things to get people's attention. And if there's anything that Donald Trump and the pro wrestling Republicans do well, it's to create a spectacle to get people's attention. And I think that needs to be instructive for what Democrats are doing going forward, because they can't contest these things the same way they have in the past. They have to adjust to this new realignment and this new reality.
Well, 2 minutes, a little bit, 2.5 before the first break here, Dan Schaefer, senior political editor here at Civic Media and founder of the Recombobulation Area. Dan, talk for the next couple of minutes here. Pick up what you said, because I think this is so important as a former Republican for Democrats to understand this. And Senator Schatz from Hawaii had this article in Politico a couple, 3 weeks ago, where he, as a Democrat, said Democrats need to start talking like normal people. And I think, is that kind of what you're getting here? You know, we can yeah. say, oh, it's Joe Rogan, this podcast, or Barstool Sports, or just college dudes that are like, hey, don't hate me because I'm using a wrong pronoun. And I think that sometimes Democrats get so caught up in a word that they're missing the larger point. Am I off on that?
I think you're on the right track with that. And I think it's partially about that. And it's partially about just having a level of authenticity. Mm. I mean, I don't think, you know, Democrats have been so careful and so precious with some of their messaging over the years. Oh, we'll do only this CNN interview or this one on The View or like whatever it might be. And I think Trump going on every podcast like Rogan and all these other stuff during the campaign, it made a completely inauthentic guy like Donald Trump seem more genuine than Kamala Harris. And I think yeah. that's a problem. And I think, yeah, Democrats do need to change how they talk to people. And I think they need to change how they get people's attention in this day and age, too, because I think we're in this era now. I write about this, where attention is one of the most valuable commodities in the world.
Yeah.
And their attention economy is everything. And if you're not getting people's attention through new formats, you're not going to reach those same, you know, voters that you need to turn out and vote for you, those low propensity voters that swung significantly to Republicans in the last election.
Dan Schaefer always knows how to get attention at the recombobulation area. Of course, breaks big NBA news. Will he have some on the other side? Don't go anywhere. An NBA update with Dan Schaefer on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
Hey, it's family time at Chula Vista with the right kind of fun for everyone. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family. Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, a rejuvenating spa visit, relaxing at outdoor fire pits, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park and outdoors with cross-country skiing, sledding, and snowshoeing. Dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Discover Chula's Winter Wonderland. Miles of freshly groomed trails, skiing, sledding, snowshoeing. Check out bonus gift cards at ChulaVistaResort.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Donald Trump is president again, and Democrats need to take a new approach to combat this presidency. Part of that is recognizing the realignment of how we arrived here. In last year's election, one thing Trump did successfully was turn out people who might not otherwise vote. In Wisconsin, he increased his vote share in all 72 counties en route to the largest popular vote total in state history. How did he do this? Well, as I see it, there are two factions of Republicans. One is the more traditional country club Republicans. The other is the newer group, what I'm calling the pro-wrestling Republicans. In my latest column, I wrote about how Donald Trump transformed the party by prioritizing the pro-wrestling Republicans, and why recognizing this new reality is critical to Democrats' ability to grab a steel chair of their own and fight back. Subscribe and read it now at the Recombobulation Area.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Welcome back to the Tallahball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock at the top of the hour. ABC or CBS News, depending upon which of our great stations, all 11 across Wisconsin, you are listening to. The news, weather, and sports. Our great sports reporter, Mike Clemens, will have the latest on what's going on in the NBA trade. And then it will be another edition of the Maggie Dawn Show every afternoon from 2 until 4. Maggie Dawn, followed by Dominic Selvia, the Dom Selvia Show, 4 until 6. Pete Schwabba. Although Pete's a little under the weather, so there are rumors that Greg Bach may be doing 2 hours of stand-up tonight between 6 and 8.
Maybe.
I'm not sure. We'll see. And then it's Rick Smith Across America, followed by Native Roots Radio with our friend Robert Pilot. Another great lineup here at Civic Media. Right now, our great guest here, to paraphrase Forrest Gump, I'm not a smart man, but I know what people like. What people like is Dan Schaefer. They cannot get enough. He is our guest here. He is the political editor at Civic Media, also the founder of the Recombobulation Area. You can find all of his work at the recombobulationarea.news and or at civicmedia.us. Here now from Rob out in Richland Center, listening on WRCE, says, Dan is really spot on. Dems need to put themselves out there and try to reach centrist voters who have been craving for someone good to vote for. Also, Matt, also listening in WRCE in Richland Center, says, spot on, Dan. Three friends of mine in their late to mid-20s never voted in their lives until 2024 when it was for Trump. They are all deeply entrenched in the broosphere. Dan Schaefer?
It's, you know, I think it's been one of those big conversations that people have been having since the election. And that you know, just young men especially have been drifting towards Trump. And when I was when I was in the Fox Valley doing some reporting before the election last fall, I actually met with the editors of the UW Oshkosh Advanced Titan, the student newspaper mm-hmm. there, where I got my start as a journalist.
Did you really?
And got a chance to meet with some of the folks there mm-hmm. About what they were seeing, you know, before the 2024 election. And, two women who were the editors of the paper there were telling me that just about every one of the men on campus listened to Joe Rogan.
Wow.
And so,
wow.
I think it just does show that people of a new generation are consuming media in a very different way. And yeah. I think that is part of the point that I was trying to get at with my column. I think it is less of an ideological issue for Democrats about like a progressive versus centrist versus whatever. And I think it just gets back to more about more of a communication issue and more of an attention grabbing type of issue. You have to find different ways to reach people and get their attention in this day and age. And like I was saying in the earlier segment, you know, Donald Trump and the pro wrestling Republicans have been able to keep people's attention, right. If nothing else.
We played in the first hour years and years ago, back in my theater days. I was in the production of Gypsy, and my favorite act in that whole thing is the three strippers that come out and do the number. You know, you got to have a gimmick if you want to get ahead. And, it's not so much different in politics. It's political stripping.
Well, and I think it is, you know, there's these charts that showed that the more you consumed political news, the more likely you were to support Kamala Harris and support Democrats mm-hmm. in the election. But I think, you know, the people who are not consuming political news, but the people who are maybe passively consuming it through podcasts that are not, you know, expressly political, like Joe Rogan or whatever it might be, mm-hmm. like there, you have to reach people in a different way. And I think this realignment in the Republican Party is telling us that Democrats have to do some more of the work here, because like historically it was that if you have a higher turnout election, it would be more likely to be a Democratic victory because they were better mm-hmm. at reaching people who are, you know, not maybe, and people who might not vote in elections outside of the presidential year, might not vote in their midterms, might not vote, you know, in some other city council or school board or whatever it might be types of races. And now I think that has flipped, and now it is Republicans mm-hmm. who are doing far better with that. And so, you know, much to my millennial liberal chagrin, it's Donald Trump who now has the record for the highest turnout ever in the state of Wisconsin, highest popular vote in the state of Wisconsin.
You have a great chart in this story at the recombobulationarea.news, which every county in Wisconsin, Trump saw a higher vote than last time around. I want to get to this quick comment because I think it's important, Zomers. Go back up just for a second on the on the text line. I think it's Carol. Carol in Heartland, listening on WAUK, says, quote, "Nope, I will not stoop to the bro vote," unquote. Dan Schaefer, I'm not so sure it's stooping or changing ideology, but it's how Democrats or candidates talk and relate to the electorate, correct?
Yeah, I don't think it's not like, again, it's not like you should adopt what Joe Rogan is saying.
Right.
Right. It's not adopting what Donald Trump or Hulk Hogan or Dana White or whatever are saying. It's just to try to understand. It's about understanding what Democrats are up against. And I think to compete and win back some of these pro wrestling Republican voters, I think it has to be, you have to reach people a different way. You have to have your conversations differently, because what was happening in the last election with these very precious, very safe, very kind of like prepackaged type of conversations that Democrats were having, it just wasn't working.
Right.
And so you've got to adjust.
The go-to thing is, well, you know, it's all about weed. And if we legalize weed, young people are going to vote for us. Correct me if I'm wrong. People who said that legalization of marijuana was their top priority voted for Donald Trump.
I wouldn't be surprised. But
Olson has that in his data that he said that Lincoln Project, they did that. So you're right. I think you're right. It's how you talk and how you relate. It's a great story. I encourage people to go to recombobulationarea.news or civicmedia.us. Donald Trump and the rise of the pro wrestling Republicans. Dan Schaefer, always fun. A minute and a half left. I think Giannis is still a buck.
Oh, thank goodness.
All right.
Thank goodness.
Thank you, Dan Schaefer. We appreciate you, my friend. See you soon.
Thanks, Todd. Be well.
Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. Maggie Dawn is next. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye. Keep banging on, and your day will come. Keep banging on your drum.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. Maggie Dawn.
In the 3 o'clock hour with my special guest co-host Tom Polsiewicz, we discuss how Trump's heartless ethnic purges will make you and your family less safe right here in Wisconsin.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Thomas Crapper Day. The guy that invented the toilet, and that's why they call it the crapper. This guy created a legendary device, the turlet.
Yep.
And we rewarded him by naming said turds after this guy's last name. That wasn't the case for Phil Orgasm. That didn't stick. But for whatever reason, Tom Crapper, this is your day. Rejoice. We'll all have one in your honor.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A utility company in Southern California says its equipment likely started the Hearst fire in Los Angeles County last month.
In a new state filing, Southern California Edison admits its equipment likely sparked what was called the Hearst fire, which burned about 800 acres in northern L.A. The filing saying SoCal Edison believes its equipment may have been linked to ignition of that fire, despite evidence showing the larger and deadly Eaton fire in Altadena started under SoCal Edison transmission lines. The company says there is no evidence its equipment was responsible for the Eaton fire, but it's still looking into whether an idle transmission line became energized and sparked the Eaton fire.
ABC's Alex Stone. A federal judge in Massachusetts temporarily blocked the Trump administration's buyout offer for federal workers until at least Monday. Employees were facing a midnight deadline to take that buyout or risk being fired. And heavy rain in Northern California now being blamed for two deaths in Sonoma County. This is ABC News.